This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington. Let's roll. Shock and awe. Fair and balanced. And yeah, baby. These familiar phrases all have one thing in common. They're all trademarked. And if Donald Trump gets his way, you're fired will soon join the list. Those two words have gained new popularity as the show-stealing line uttered at the end of each episode of NBC's hit TV show The Apprentice. Last month, Trump applied to the U.S. Patent Office to trademark the phrase. Are you wondering how such common phrases can be owned by one person? Or do you have a phrase that you would like to trademark and put to good use? Call us at 800-989-TALK, and our email address is totn@npr.org. Joining us now from his office in Santa Monica is intellectual property lawyer Louis Bevasso. He's a former president of the Los Angeles Intellectual Property Law Association and a former examiner in the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Louis, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Glad to be there.
Now, how does Donald Trump want to use this phrase, you're fired?
Donald Trump has filed to register you're fired specifically for games and playthings and casino services.
And so how do you go about patenting a phrase which is so common, even if it is for a specific purpose like that?
Well, you don't patent the phrase, you trademark it. And what you have here is he's taking a phrase that people use maybe every day, and he's applied it to a certain product or service. In this case, the products are games and playthings and casino services. And that is allowed under U.S. trademark law. As you mentioned, let's roll. That may have been used before for other things, but somebody applied it to a specific use and got it registered.
So given that it's for a specific use, does that mean that any time an employer says to somebody you're fired, they won't have to pay anything to Donald Trump if he does get this?
That's correct, yes. You can continue to fire your employees and say you're fired without worrying about Donald Trump coming after you.
With impunity, as it were, I guess.
Right.
Okay. Now, is Donald Trump likely to get his way in this case?
Well, I noticed that there are about five applications pending before the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to register you're fired by others, although two of them are owned by the same company. But in any event, as long as the office decides that they can all coexist, for example, that there's no confusion between Donald Trump's casino services, for example, and somebody else's footwear, the office may grant each of them a registration.
So there's five applications for the phrase you're fired alone, you're saying?
Yeah, the one was abandoned, but there's two pending by one company, and then there's three others, one by Donald and two by other individuals.
What do the other people want to use it for?
Let's see. Donald wants to use it, as we just mentioned, for games and playthings, casino services. One gentleman wants to use it for a wide variety of goods, coffee cups, clothing, et cetera. It's about 3 inches of goods, pencils, pens, boating goods. The other applications are most likely related to the program because it seems to be for clothing, footwear, and educational services, TV programs, TV series.
What other kinds of things can be trademarked? We're talking about phrases, but are there other sort of things that people might not expect can be trademarked that could be?
Right. A scent of plumeria has been trademarked.
A scent?
For example.
Uh-huh.
And a chime, like NBC's chime, been trademarked. So a sound or a scent or a color can be trademarked.
All right, we're talking about trademarking phrases. The number here, 1-800-989-8255. Do you have a favorite phrase that you would like to trademark? Let's go to the phones now. Jerry in Tempe, Arizona. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I started a small business in Arizona in 1976, and I wanted to call it Desert Winds. And what it is it's a music store that deals strictly in wind instruments. And I was told by my incorporating attorney at the time that you can't trademark those kinds of words. So he made me call it Desert Winds Music. Since then, there's come up with a Desert Winds Elementary School, a steel band, entertainment, and one of those, there's a nursery. One of those is an unscrupulous business, and when looking for them, they call every desert winds in the book. And I'm wondering why, how things have changed since 1976 to have caused me not to be able to trademark, or was my attorney just not right?
Louis Bavasso?
Are you putting that question to me?
I am, because I don't have an answer to it.
I don't want to criticize a fellow attorney without knowing all the facts. As a general rule, you can trademark a phrase if it's not descriptive of the goods or services. For example, if you were trying to trademark desert wind for a desert wind blowing across something, then that would be too descriptive to be the subject of a trademark application. But he may have been misadvised. I don't know. Again, without knowing all the facts, if someone came to me today and said, I want to trademark desert wind for a new type of shoe, I'd say, go ahead, let's do it.
All so right.
If there were no other conflicting marks. Now, this attorney may have made a search. He may have looked on the trademark office website or made an independent search, trademark search, and decided there were too many similar marks that were confusingly similar.
All right. Thanks for your call, Jerry.
Thank you.
We're going to take another call from Joel, who is also in Arizona. Hi, Joel. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
I'm curious about trademarking a phrase that I heard someone else use. The phrase is go big or stay home. And the first time I heard it used was probably about 8 or 9 years ago. So if I were to try to apply for a phrase like that for general, just, you know, circumstance, do I need to include the other person's name on the trademark application?
Louis Bavasso, do you know the answer to that?
Well, I'm not sure I know what the mark was, but again, if someone is using the mark before you, in a certain area of use, then that would preclude you from using the mark and registering it.
Now, the only way that they've used it is in verbal conversation so far.
Well, then if they have not used it in conjunction with a specific goods or services, then you can go ahead and start using it and registering it.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Joel. I wonder, Louis, if you could tell us, what are some other examples of trademarked phrases? I understand, for instance, that there were a lot of applications for shock and awe.
Shock and awe?
Yeah, I read that one woman wanted it for a barbecue sauce.
Well, that's possible. There are many, many, many slogans and phrases on the Federal Register applied to all sorts of different types of goods and services.
Now, Donald Trump, who, of course, is trying to trademark You're Fired, Trump, of course, is very famous. Now, of course, the show is very famous. How well-known, or does that apply? How well-known, or for how long must something be well-known in order for it to be considered famous as a consideration when applying for a trademark?
Well, Mark doesn't have to be famous to apply for it. There is a certain category of marks that are called famous marks. And what that means is that, let me give you an example. Let's take Kodak. Kodak is a famous mark. If I wanted to register Kodak for a product that has nothing to do with photographic equipment, Kodak could challenge that attempt to register the mark on the basis that they have a famous mark, and I am diluting their rights in the famous mark. If the mark that we're talking about is not famous, and again, there are certain criteria under the law that makes a mark famous, and you have to meet all of these criteria. I think there's about 2, 4, 6, 8, something like that, criteria that you have to meet to have a famous mark. And it's maybe a question for the court whether a mark is famous or not. But if a mark is not famous, then more than one person can use it on different types of goods or services.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us today, Louis.
Okay.
Louis Bavasso is an intellectual property lawyer. He joined us from his office in Santa Monica, California. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.